Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Lost Library Blind Box. Our players for today.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm Annie Creighton, also known as Annie Zard from Crooked Russian Cam. We do Gem Jam Cast, Gem Jammer, I Will Fight You, and Date Me Damn It.
I'm Jackie at Queen of RPGs on Twitter, and that's it.
I'm Melissa. I'm on Twitter at WilkieWit, and you can also hear me on the Lost Library Grayscale playing Lori.
I'm Shannon. I am at Shannon Maynard on Twitter, and I'm from Cool Kids Table and Kingdom Smarts, I guess. Sure.
And my name is Christina. You can find me on Twitter at CWoodsArt, on Tumblr and Instagram at ChristinaWoodsArt, or with my podcast, The Fuerto Seas, or through the Lost Library Grayscale on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher.
So, what do you want to do?
Alright, I would say, like, we probably all know what our kids have, whatever period it is, right? We just, like, start running off to their classrooms. Not individually, that's a bad idea, but...
I will say, where you guys entered into the building was that you guys kind of came in, like, by a stairwell, so not immediately in through a classroom.
Is that a thing a parent would know, just when our classes are, when people's classes are, and at, like, what exact time?
Trish doesn't know. Trish wants to go to the office.
Listen, my kid texts me enough. She's like, oh my god, I hate this class. So I'm pretty sure I know which classes she has.
Yeah, I think Bradford has posted his schedule down to, like, the minute on the cork board on the fridge.
Mom, I have an assignment due. Can you please come pick me up?
Okay, so are you guys looking for your kids? Are you looking through the classrooms? Or, like, what are you
doing? We're probably going into a... This is probably like a school shooter lockdown style situation, right? Like, that seems to be the drill that the kids would go into, so they're probably all inside their classrooms individually. So they probably haven't been gathered to a central location unless they've actually been moved by the aliens.
Okay, so are you guys, like trying to open doors, or, like, looking in through, like, windows or whatever, or, like... What are y'all doing?
Obviously, I don't know shit about what actual school shooting drills are, because, you know, I grew up in, like, a pre-Columbine elementary school era. But, so, like, generally speaking, they wouldn't be opening the doors at all until there's, like, an all clear or something, right? So, honestly, the office might be the best idea. That's where the PA system is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean you don't want me to smash the doors down?
Roll, first off, those of you who are, well, not those of you. You all are trying to find your kids. Everyone roll plus attention.
5?
7?
5!
Oh, shit.
I got an 8.
I got 9.
Okay. In that case, then, those of you who rolled... the 5s, you get experience points, and you're too freaked out by the situation to, like, really tell, like, what's going on besides, like, it's spooky. For those of you who got, I think I heard a 7, an 8, and a 9, as you guys look around the hallways of the school, like, there's no people. There's, like, some scattered books and things, or, like, you know, like, someone, like, dropping a textbook here, like, a purse there, like, some poor kid dropped their cell phone, and then it got stepped on.
Damn.
And there's, but there doesn't seem to be, some of the classroom doors are open, and there doesn't seem to be anyone inside the classrooms.
Maybe we should go to, like, an auditorium or a gym where they can seat a lot of people, or fit a lot of people.
Since you guys are parents and you guys have been to the high school at least once, probably several times, You do know that the high school has a big gym and a smaller, lower quality...
Boo.
I'm not upset. What are you talking about? Auditorium. So, there are those two parts that could possibly hold a large number of students. So what do you guys want to do?
I would say the gym is our best bet to just finding more kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try the gym first.
I mean, regardless if we find our kids, there's going to be more kids there. Mm-hmm. We'll just be like, no, actually, no, you're not
where
mine.
Would they... Does anyone know my stepson? He's the one in a sweater vest. He has a monogrammed...
Have you seen my son?
He's a monogrammed pin set.
They would definitely know
set.
That kid then.
They shoved him in a locker.
What locker is this child shoved into?
Wait, would there be a... There's got to be a security system somewhere. I mean, there's cameras in schools now, right? I mean, I guess there always were.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
True. In the office.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess, do we want to go to the gym, or do we want to go to the office? Those sounds like our two best bets.
I'd say we can just go straight to the gym.
Trish would vote office.
I am kind of thinking about the office, because then we wouldn't startle anybody, like... We could go to the office and say, hey, administrators, leaders, we got in here. How can we help each other? Instead of, like, a bunch of kids panicking, like, what's that noise? Who's walking up to the door? What's going on?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah, I guess office is a good call, because then we can get adults to help instead of just, like, finding kids and then leaving them behind because they're not our kids, and then making them, like, very sad and scared.
Listen, if you don't agree with my plan, you don't have to just... I'll have to be shady about it, Jen.
No, I'll be shady about it.
Yeah, I'd say let's head to the office and then get a read on the situation at the gym. Because I do think that you guys are right. That's probably where everyone is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you guys go towards the office, you guys do hear kind of like footsteps going kind of in the general vicinity. They may or may not be close enough to you guys. So, roll Act Under Pressure, which is plus
all of us?
There is no equivalent to a stealth check, so.
That's a 6.
I have 9. I have 9.
Guess who rolled another 3?
Oh god, Shannon.
I rolled
it. Don't forget the
I'll just go ahead and use that so I don't
Did
ruin
you say
ourself.
It was a plus confidence for this one?
Okay.
And that is an 8.
Yes.
8 for me as well.
Where were these low rolls when I was doing Sequinox?
I don't know. Since you guys are in general in the 7 to 9 range, you hear the footsteps, but they don't seem to be coming any closer to you. They like stop for a second, and you guys all stop, and you hear kind of just like shuffling and like scritching, and it's like you gotta wait for a minute, and then the steps continue on what sounds like a patrol, but you're able to get past it and towards the office area. The office door is open.
I'm gonna knock. I know this.
On an open door?
Well, just sort of like, you know, like I said, don't want to startle anybody. I want to make sure they're not in there with their own weapons. Sort of knock and say, like,
oh, no.
You knock and you hear a from around the corner that you guys passed.
Oh, that's not the secretary. That's not
God
Mrs. Witherspoon. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone get into the office right now.
Yeah, I'm still gonna go in, but I've got my metal beam at the ready.
Okay. You go into the office, and no one is sitting at their desks, where in theory they should be sitting.
Let's check back in the... I mean, those would be like the secretaries and administrative assistants and what have you. What about back in, like, the vice principal and the principal's offices?
As you got... Are you guys going over to check that out, then?
Yeah, I'll go over.
Yeah. Me too.
Kind of want to just like Marge hack into one of the computers, give my child all A's. But I guess I'll follow you guys.
I mean, we can multitask. I'm pretty sure if your school is under attack by aliens, you automatically get fired.
Right? Yeah, if you don't pass, this is bullshit.
As you guys make your way back towards the vice principal and principal's office, you guys pass the body of one of the secretaries. Yes, it is a body. It was one of the secretaries that no one really liked. But still, there's a secretary on the floor, hole burned in the chest.
Oh, no, not Janice.
Probably from one of those lightsaber weapons. Please pick a different name besides Dolores. That was one of my old boss's names. Eunice.
Sorry,
the secretary's
Eunices.
Name was Eunice.
There's never been a popular Eunice.
Yeah, so... Eunice is there on the ground, dead. But as you guys go into the vice principal and principal's offices, there's no one in there either. No one in there alive or dead.
Where would you,
are there cameras in there?
There's a feat, I'm trying to remember, like, it's been so long since I've been in a high school, I don't remember if there would be, like, a security camera set up, like, in the principal's
office. I feel like
it'd be
its own
office,
thing.
Or if there'd be, like...
Yeah, it's probably a separate room.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be its own thing. So, no camera feeds up on the computers in the president's office. In the principal's office.
President of school!
That's the worst. Not my president.
Oh yeah, president of school to go along with the host clubs that this high school has.
Don't even joke. A nice fireside chat with your principal.
With president principal.
That's his name too, his principal.
Well, that's now President Franklin. That's now Principal Franklin. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you, Shannon.
Principal President?
Yes.
President Principal Franklin.
President Principal Franklin
Esquire. He has a law degree.
When you have a name like Franklin President, I think you're required to go under law.
And no matter what, he's Mr. President.
Father, I don't want to follow in your footsteps. I want to be a clown.
No president of mine has ever been a clown.
Well, about that, Annie.
All right, so we head to the security office.
The keeper would like to say yes, please.
So we went over there.
I know we're on a time limit. I just want to live in this world now.
Do you?
Yes. Franklin
the
President? And his clown son, Franklin President Jr.
The third.
No,
don't
call me Mr.
Franklin
President.
President
my first name is...
My clown is
and welcome President Giggles.
You see, if you're depressed, you just go see the famous clown Mr. President. But doctor, I'm Mr. President. Children.
Yeah.
We're too busy making jokes, drinking wine.
We just cracked open a bottle of wine in the principal's office. We're done.
Attention, kids. Save yourself, please.
Look, mom.
Save yourself, please. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sorry, what were you saying, Marge?
I was just saying, like, mom hit the water a little hard tonight, kids.
All right, someone take me to the security office.
Okay, I'm just going to rule here and say, despite the fact that ideally none of your kids would have ever needed to be in the security guard's office, that you guys are able to find it without any issues.
Don't assume anything.
There is also a security guard in there with a hole burned through their chest. R.I.P. security guard.
Bobbert.
What?
Bobbert.
Yes. Good old Bobbert.
Sure, let's you guys both talked at the same time, but sure, let's go with that.
I'm just repeating. Yeah. Bobbert, it's very good.
Okay. So R.I.P. not in pieces, but there's R.I.P. Bobbert, security guard, missing one piece. On security guard Bobbert's desk, there is an open, like, security camera feed around the school.
Look at the gym.
Yep, Marge is no use here. Marge
what is Tech Heart? Savvy.
Tech would be probably, plus attention, unless you can sell me
Heart.
Oh, no, heart.
I remember someone using Heart.
What about
I'm good
communication?
At so I'll go ahead and try to...
What are you looking to do, Jada?
Is it only, like, one screen, or is there multiple?
I mean, there's, like, four or five cameras up on the screen.
And none of them are at the gym right now?
One of them is the gym, yes.
Okay, do we see anything at the gym?
Yes, you do. So, actually, for those of you who are going to be looking at the screen, trying to look at the picture, because, like, even if you click on it, it's still going to be grainy. Security cameras don't come in, like, HD 1080p.
Enhance! I saw that one on TV.
But yeah, so those of you who are trying to look, roll plus attention.
Like 11.
8.
Yeah, I have an 11 too.
Okay, what the rest of y'all get? Unless you guys are not looking at the computer screen.
Trish hasn't made it past the first body.
We just left her behind.
Oh god!
It kind of hit her then that it wasn't mosquitoes and it wasn't that stuff was actually
okay.
happening.
He got bit by a tick. It's fine.
I'm not. I'm not. If this was regular grayscale, that would be making you roll a stability roll, but I didn't want to bring stability into this. So we're just going to leave Trish out there for a minute, and we'll come to Trish when she's done with having her mental breakdown.
Trish, that's Lyme disease. Just come on.
Oh my god.
I got an 8, if you didn't hear me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 8, which is good. Marge, what do you roll? If you were looking.
Marge is not rolling for this.
Okay.
Marge is still pretty sure he doesn't need to
enhance. I know a little better.
Is Marge trying to do, like, the two-finger, like, expand on the computer screen?
No. Marge has seen enough NCIS that she's pretty sure that you just lean over someone.
The leaning is key. You cannot enhance if you're standing straight up.
No, you cannot.
Exactly.
Okay, so... Then, Robin, as you look at this computer screen, you can see enough through, like, the low-quality image that you can tell that, yes, there is a lot of... It looks like pretty much the whole school is in the gym. You can kind of make out, like, I think that's my kid's history teacher. And that might be, yes, Principal Franklin President, Franklin President President.
He's got a lot of titles.
He does. So you can kind of make out that, like, yeah, like, those look enough. It looks like there's enough people there that, yes, the kids are probably there. And yeah, and there also appear to be some of the aliens similar to the one that you guys found at the crash site and saw outside of the school, who are, you can see them kind of standing around in the gym. It's kind of like a high up, like, really wide angle shot, because, like, they stuck the security camera, like, up in one of the rafter corners. So you can kind of see, like, a lot of it, but that's probably where your kids are.
They got my baby.
Eva!
They
sorry,
got
what?
My baby.
They do. And Eva and Jada, you guys are able to tell, even through this pixelated thing, that, like, yes, you can tell, like, there's kind of, like, a group of presumably students that have been separated off from the main body, and that there's more aliens standing around this cluster. there's kind of some weird purple thing going on over there. You can't really tell. But there's at least a couple of aliens, and they don't all look like the same kind that you guys saw earlier, or like the alien bug that you guys squished.
Those kids must have the most energy. This is the harvest.
Should we, like, use the PA system to, like, tell them to do something, maybe?
Yeah, the aliens don't understand our language. That would be a message only for the kids. Before the aliens would do anything about it, we could get words out to the kids that they would understand.
But what words do we want to tell them that are going to be useful?
Well, we know how to get in contact with the kids. So we've at least got that. What about, like, they said something about disabling a ship. And that was going to get the barrier down or get something. So we need to give them, so we need to figure out a plan of action to tell these kids before we, before I think we really, like, try and direct them anywhere. Because trying to get teenagers...
I guess more realistically, there are adults in there that we can be like, hey, adults, get those batons, they're guns.
Maybe tell all the teachers, like, you need to charge at once towards the ones that have weapons. Get them out of their hands.
I mean, I'm just gonna tell you guys this for free. The teachers would have seen they would have seen the batons and the clubs in use. So... They're probably aware that yes, those can be used as guns and weapons.
Do these aliens recognize, like, do they know enough about humans that they're like, these are children, these are adults, the adults are more dangerous? Like, are the teachers in a separate corral or anything?
The teachers are not among that group that's been, like, split off. That they're not, like, being kept in, like, a separate room. Like, you guys can see teachers in the gym. But they're not, it's not like separating out the chaff from the wheat kind of a separation. It's just that it looks like they have that, like, they have a smaller group of students that are set apart right now.
I just don't know if we can really say anything that would benefit them. Like, all they've been doing is sitting there.
Maybe we just,
and there's not really much.
Make a bunch of noise and get all the aliens to come to us.
And maybe, like, leave, like, the majority will come to us, and maybe, like, one or two will...
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right, because PA systems should be able to, like, dial into individual classrooms and individual spaces, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, are you guys going to use the PA system, then? Who is pinging it? Where are you guys pinging? What are you going to say? And there is, like, a directory next to, like, the phone system where you can, like, that lists the different rooms. So, like, one of them says music, one of them says drama, one of them says the different classrooms.
Maybe what we can do is we can do it, like, school-wide, and then whenever they start moving, depending on where, like, the majority of them are, we just ping the classrooms that they're closest to, be like, you're getting closer, and then until they make it all the way to the office.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay.
Yeah, can we guide? Yeah, I definitely like guiding them.
Okay. You guys... Okay, so there's only one... actually, no. There's only one phone in this room that you can use to get to. But, I mean, like, you guys can go out and use the president...
You guys can go out and use the principal's phone, or the vice principal's, or the secretary's phones.
So...
Speaking of which, are any of the landlines working? This place would actually have landlines.
Are you guys going to try and dial out using the landline phone?
I think Marge will, and you hit 9 first.
You do hit 9 first, and then you can dial. But when you dial what is presumably 9, then 911, you get static. So, like, internal, like, the intercom will work, but, like, you can't dial, like, the phones to get out.
Okay.
Alright, so we just go ahead and page the gym?
Sure.
Okay, for whichever one of you guys are going to be, pinging to try and distract, I'll need you all to I need those of you who will be doing that to roll manipulate someone.
What is that one under?
That one is under heart, I believe. It's either heart or communication.
Neither of those should be me.
I have a +2 in heart.
I think.
I just got a 6.
Trish is gonna push to the front.
Oh yeah, this is like her specialty. I can roll.
Yeah, I believe in Trish.
Yeah. Bossy mom to the rescue.
Yeah, wait. It is plus communication. So.
Okay. I rolled an 8.
Okay, so Trish, were you the one making the main call to the gym?
Yes.
Okay. Then, since you are trying to distract, what do you say into the intercom?
Trish just very calmly picks it up and says, I don't know what the hell is going on, but if any of you lay a hand on my baby girl, and just lets it drop. And then out of her very, very fancy Louis Vuitton tote, she pulls out her 9mm.
Oh my god!
Alyssa! Not Kate Spade? I'm ashamed!
No, Trish would have Louis Vuitton. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
It's more expensive.
You were hiding that this whole time?
She wasn't hiding it.
You hit the bug with tablet.
You want me to shoot the bug with a gun? That'd be overkill.
Okay. As you said that into the intercom, as you look in, you see like one of the aliens peel off from the room. Actually, there were maybe, 10 aliens total in the gym that you guys could see from the camera. And two of them peel off and then leave out separate doors from the gym to go investigate. But most of them are still there. And the students who were in there cringed at the, staticky sound of the receiver dropping. So there are still eight aliens in the gym.
What if... Can we lead them to the cafeteria and lock some of them in, the meat locker or something? I'm trying to think of something they won't immediately be able to shoot at their way
out. Okay, I was just about to say we're going to do Jurassic Park up in here.
What if we pull the fire alarm and activate the sprinklers?
That would work.
That might distract them. Maybe they'll melt. You never know. Wicked Witch of the West.
That one did not understand what water was.
Yeah.
At the very least, hitting the fire alarm is going to make a whole lot of noise.
It'll distract them enough that some of the kids who are closer to the exits can run.
It'll also bring authorities here.
Yeah, and kids
are okay because they were already on their way.
Yeah.
Well.
And kids are also way more they're going to know fire drills and shit anyway. Way more than aliens will.
All right, someone pull that fire alarm. I've always wanted to do this.
Who wants the black gun on their hand?
I'll pull it.
Sorry, what?
When you pull the fire alarm, it gives you some, black inky gunk on your hand so they know who did it.
Is that true?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm only neutral, but I'm not chaotic. I've never done that before. Okay, so, Jada, you pull the fire alarm, right?
It depends on what stats it is, but sure.
I'm not gonna make you roll a stat to pull the fire alarm. Roll plus strength to see how well you pull the fire alarm.
Did you touch it? Did you pull it so well that the bell at the top dings and then the guy gives you, a big stuffed bear?
Yes. Mr. President.
What kind of fire alarms do you use, Melissa?
I don't know, it's a county fair. It's Mr. President, June 3rd.
But yes, you pull the fire alarm, and yes, it goes off. There's lots of loud noises now. the alarms are going off. The sprinklers do start to go off. It doesn't seem like the aliens in the gym have any specific reaction to the sprinklers. However, out of the 8 who are in there, 6 of them fan out in different directions through the gym to go investigate where this is coming from. So now there are exactly 2 aliens left in the gym. One of them appears to be around the group of kids. The other one is around, like, the rest of the school body.
If we sneak past, I think we can take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did we ever figure out if we could get
back? Nah, it's not important.
I've got the badge, just in case. Yeah, yeah. Snake is the badge, and I've got the snake. And the green grass grows all around.
Yes, Butter has the badge.
Butter's got this shit. Butter's got this shit on lockdown.
Okay, so what path are you guys taking through the school? I imagine that most of you are probably familiar enough with it to know that the gym has 4 entrances, 4 main entrances, because there's, like, it's a long, like, rectangular room, and there's one door at, like, each corner.
Where were the guards at?
They're kind of, like, the guards with the group, with, like, the smaller group of kids.
Just in general.
Or the rest of the kids. In general, the guards headed out through the 4 entrances. Eva and Jada, you guys saw on the screen that the smaller group of kids is kind of in front of a stage in the school gym. It's not like a big one. It's like where they do like the this is where they have the band go out during like halftime at the basketball games. Mm-hmm. So there is a small stage there. And I think I see Annie getting wheels rolling in her head.
I think the best entrance to come from is probably the one that's away from all the kids. Like, that way the guards have to, like, turn towards us. Their backs are away from the kids, and maybe the kids can run out the other doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works with me.
So...
I was just saying that works.
Sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
And don't most gymnasiums have an exit from, like, the locker room to the football field? Or am I making this up?
This is an interior gym.
Oh.
And whatever locker rooms they'd be coming in, they would have been entering through one of those main 4 doors.
Gotcha.
I'm just drawing from my own high school at this point, and the locker rooms were downstairs, like, next to the drama center. So the locker rooms are kind of, like, below the gym. Just let that good old basketball stink emanate up through the floor.
Lovely.
So lovely. But yes, so... you guys are going to go in through one of the 4 doors, or are you guys going to try and come in through the stage?
Well, is this just a platform, or does the stage have curtains or any kind of concealing thing?
Yeah, this stage does, yes, have curtains, which are, in fact, closed right now.
Oh, hell yeah, let's make a dramatic, like, fucking Super Bowl entrance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into that.
And before we leave, Trish wants to grab a fire extinguisher.
Smart.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess, Trish, add to your inventory a fire extinguisher, which if you're going to use it, bludgeoning will be two-handed, two-harm heavy. And I don't know why I'm adding tags right now, but two-hand, two-harm heavy, or if you're using the foam, it'll be two-hand, one-harm, I can't think of words anymore.
Ranged.
Like a constraint. So, there you go. You got a fire extinguisher. Congratulations. And for the sake of brevity, for Jackie's sake, and for the sake of Jackie's guests...
Don't worry, they're assholes, it's fine.
I'm just gonna rule and say that y'all are able to make your way, now knowing that, yes, there are more guards in the building than what you'd reckoned for initially. You guys are able to make your way around and onto the stage through one of these like doors on the stage. The curtains are in front of you. They are closed.
All right, let's rip these curtains open. Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to do what besides ripping the curtains open?
Me and Trish have guns. So we should be at the ready to shoot.
Yeah, I can rip the curtains open if needed.
Don't be a savage. You can just
And whoever's got a baton, these things have lasers too.
Robin, you do also have one of the batons that, as you saw, has a couple of different buttons on it, one of which can be used to fire.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Me and
Trish
have the guns, so.
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant like
actually.
Like,
oh no,
like
the baton gun.
Okay. And so okay, so you guys have guns. Are you guys just gonna like run through and shoot? What are y'all doing?
I think Marge will want to take point on like starting to like usher the kids at basically all the captives. I think she wants to start directing that exodus.
Yeah, I feel like we can open the curtains and me and Trish can start firing. And then everyone else can scatter and get kids as the aliens' attention turns to us.
Okay, then, Eva, what are you doing?
I'm gonna open the curtains, and then, yeah, I think, because I don't have, like, a firing weapon, I've just got, like, a hand-to-hand melee weapon, I am going to sort of back the kids. Like, if Marge wants to lead them out, I'll be at the back of the group.
Okay, in that case, then, I think Robin and Jada, you guys said you guys were going to be going through the curtains first. So, in that case, what would be a good, like, showmanship?
Confidence? Rating?
Yeah, roll either confidence or attention, whichever one of those has a higher modifier.
God damn it, you stupid son.
I got a 10.
I got an 8.
Good.
I've only got an 8, but we're so close to the end, I want to burn a bond and really make an impact.
You know what, that's a good idea. Hell yeah. I'm going to do that too.
Okay, so we have, so three of you got a 10 or above through whatever means,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Can we make like a Megamind entrance?
I haven't actually seen Megamind,
beautiful.
So... I, from what I've gathered, I'm sure it is a beautiful movie. I just haven't seen it, so I don't know what
we're right
there.
I'll send you the link to the final battle.
Is that the one where he does, like, the head shape like himself and, like, walks out on his own tongue? God, that's never a sense that I thought I would say. you know what? With your guys's successes... You actually, you know what, no. How do you guys want to make your big entrance?
Just, like, open the curtains and we're just sitting there like, I probably have my baton at the hip since it's pretty big. But I'm ready to shoot.
Who still has their phone? Maybe they can pick up some downloaded music that they still have. Like some Back in Black or some shit.
Oh, Marge has got some ABBA.
Yes.
Yes. If you change your mind,
please,
honey, I'm still free.
Just cock it, just be like, take a chance on this. Here I go again.
Beautiful.
You know what? I appreciate this so much. Everyone gets plus one bond for that because that was fantastic, and you guys deserve to be rewarded. But yeah, so you guys rip open the curtains. To the surprisingly loud sound of ABBA's Take a Chance on Me, which is echoing through the auditorium because auditoriums have terrible acoustics. And the curtains rip open as you guys look into the gym. You see something that you didn't see from the high corner angle of the security camera before, which is that the ceiling of the gym has been broken and dented in. Where the ship that was being talked about is, like, indented and, like, partially in the gym.
Record scratch.
Whoops. It's... it is, parts of it that look kind of like energy cells are, like, faintly glowing purple. But it's kind of just, like, sitting there. It looks like there's one of those, like, spiral, like, shutter hatches in the bottom of it. But the thing, actually, those of you who are going to be firing weapons, make attention rolls.
Yeah, 7.
11.
Okay. As you guys look in, you are able to tell that, your kids are in that smaller group of kids that was separated from the others.
How dare.
And, I think, Trish, you are the one, you said you had an 11, yes. Right? Okay, you can see that one of the aliens, this one is different from the big, beefy one that you guys saw at the crash site. If that one is, like, Jumba from Lilo and Stitch, this one's Pleakley. It's taller and skinnier. It's got, like, it still has, like, the tentacles, the tentacles for arms, but it's got, like, a longer head. It's got horns that are, like, on its collarbones and, like, go kind of, like, up, like gazelle horns. But it is holding this device. You don't know what it is, but it is just, but it is, like, descending onto Ashley or Nikki's head. You can see, Trish.
Shoot him.
Instantly. Instantly, Trish is going to... Is the Pleakley-like alien close to any of the kids?
I mean, it's holding this thing that it's going to be putting onto Ashley's head, but it's not, like, using any of the kids for cover.
So she's gonna Trish is gonna open fire.
Okay, roll kick some ass, then.
That's a 9.
Okay, that was plus your strength.
Yes.
Okay, so how much damage does your 9mm do? I forget.
2 harm.
Okay, it does 2 harm. So you are able to hit this taller, thinner alien in the kind of in like the back area where you can see it kind of has some of those ports that are similar to the one at the crash site. But you hit it and it kind of like gets knocked away from the from Ashley. It doesn't look like the bullet like passed through or anything. So it didn't hit any of the kids, which is great. But it is now away, but the side effect is that it turns and sees you, and it, and you hear a from it, as, that you can still hear even through the fire alarms that are going off still.
Does Marge's antenna horn pick anything up on that?
Yes, Marge's antenna horn does. It's, Marge, you can understand that it's saying, get her.
Yeah.
Can I shoot something?
Yes, you can shoot something. So roll, kick some ass.
What do I roll for that?
That is plus strength.
Oh, never mind. I got a 3.
Bond.
Yeah, I'll bond it.
Do you want to bond it? Okay, cool. What are you shooting?
I guess an alien in the head.
Okay. In that case, then. Would you like to aim at at the other, like, bulkier alien, or do you want a headshot Pleakley?
I shoot the ship.
Ooh, okay.
I'm asking people, what should I do?
Oh, okay.
Well, didn't they say that, like, only the youth could do something with the ship? Oh, no, it did say weapons, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. They said the youth are the key. But I'm guessing that's probably the key to whatever their nefarious plan is, not so much getting into their own ship.
Role, just do the ship. I think the ship's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll shoot the ship and wherever I think it looks vulnerable.
Okay. In that case, then I'm going to rule that as you take a shot with the baton weapon, your shot fires and it impacts one of the energy cells that was kind of like glowing faintly purple on the underside of it. You impact it, and what honestly looks like an energy rift, like, opens up, like, on the underside of this ship. It is very intensely purple, and it's kind of got, like, that heat shimmery look, but this thing looks really unstable. And if you look at it hard enough, like, there's kind of, like, it looks like there's some things inside of it on the other side of it, but it's, like, not moving down from the ship.
We probably shouldn't make it explode when the kids and everyone are still in the gymnasium.
At this point, I'd like to think there's enough chaos that, like, the other moms would probably disturb me. Yes. Like, come on, come on, come on, go, 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 move, 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 now, now, now.
You got, so, Marge and Eva, I think, were the ones who were going to try and shepherd the kids away. As you do so, you're able to, like, start moving, like, the most of the student body away. However, the big guard who was standing near the smaller group of kids that has all of your own children in it, it's going to resist and aim one of its weapons at you, Eva, because you're one of the ones who is trying to usher them away. What do you do?
I'm gonna try and just run and duck out from underneath them. I don't have a projectile weapon. I have not really seen these things in action. I don't know how strong they are. I'm just gonna try and evade.
Okay. In that case, then, roll plus confidence. Because this will be an act under pressure.
That's 9.
Okay, with a 9, you're able to dodge the laser blast that it fires from its baton at you, for the most part. You do get kind of like a burn across the back of one of your thigh, or across the back of one of your calves. Which does hurt, so you do take one point of harm.
Okay.
Because it hurts, but you can keep going.
My cargo capris are still wearable and mostly intact.
Mostly intact, yes. The hems are going to need some work. But the bulky alien has not moved, and the tall alien is still holding the head device thing, and it is going for its own weapon now.
Since the big one is kind of preoccupied with Eva, I'm going to worry about that one, because I think Trish has the pleakly one. I'm just going to go up there and try to smash the big one in the head.
Okay. Roll kick some ass, which is plus strength.
I'm going to use a bond for that. Because that was okay. Bad.
Okay. In that case, then, what do you want your extra effect to be for your kicking some ass? Do you want an advantage? Do you want terrible harm? Or do you not want to take damage from this?
I'm going to do terrible harm.
Okay. Which for the sake of the time here, I'm just going to rule it. You know what? You smash that thing so good in the head with your sledgehammer that, like, it doesn't look, since it's so, like, tentacly, it doesn't look like it should have bones, but you swing your hammer real good, and you feel something inside of it break when you make contact, and it collapses.
Hell yeah. Just, like, Jada's, like, screaming. She takes her bottle of wine, takes, like, a sip out of it, puts it back in her purse.
Ellen is among this group of kids, and she goes, "Mom!" You hear her just sigh in the chaos of all this.
I am saving your life right now, Ellen. I don't need your back sass.
I really hope that somewhere in the crowd is at least one, "Mom, holy fuck!"
Well, it would be very close to you, because all of your kids are in this group that the aliens were looking at. So who's doing something next? Big alien's down. Tall alien is still up.
I'll shoot tall alien again. Or for the first time.
Okay, kick some ass plus strength.
7.
Okay, with a 7, you're going to be able to... you are able to successfully blast the tall alien, and this is a good hit right in the chest area. And it knocks the alien over. The alien is not dead yet, but it is separate from the group of kids now. It is able to wing off a shot on you, though, and so you get a kind of similar wound to what Eva had, okay, versus on your shoulder. So still functional.
Trish is going to walk up to that alien that was attacking her baby girl, and with the fire extinguisher, spray those ports on its back.
Ooh. Okay, that is good. As you do, I mean, so that does, it's just, like, spraying. You're not trying to physically, like, injure it. But it looks like it's having trouble breathing now. It's not dead, but now it can't, like, breathe, so.
Smart. It'll die eventually.
Should I shoot the ship again and maybe shut it down? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Alright, kick some ass.
Oh, that rolled bad. Do we have any bonds left?
Well, do you personally have any left? Each of you started with 4, and I gave you all 1 back for the awesome take a chance on me.
I think I've only used 2.
Yeah, I think you...
Okay, so you do have a bond to burn.
Because I have a 4, and I don't think that's gonna do it.
No.
Take us home.
So, with your, or would you, yeah, so, since when you fire this laser pistol blast, up towards the ship, you're able to hit roughly, like, the same point that you hit with your first shot, which causes the ship to rock, alarmingly considering how it's above the gym. But as it, kind of, like, rocks a bit, that energy web, that like energy portal that you guys saw when Robin's first shot like hit one of those energy cells, that kind of like expands towards the whole ship, and the ship kind of like cracks a little bit, and then it flickers a little bit, right, in and out, in and out, and then the ship destabilizes. And it's just fucking gone.
Peace, I guess.
As the ship disappears, you guys see similar kind of, like, purple energy webs, like, go over the dead body of the big alien that was there next to the kids. And the choking, unable to breathe body of the tall alien. And it looks, honestly, like they're getting, like, transported out by, like, by the Enterprise. So they get beamed up and they're gone. That weird head device, though, is still sitting on the ground. And it's still glowing purple.
Smash it.
Okay. With the sledgehammer. Roll kick some ass then.
Please, for once in your fucking life.
It's Gallagher over here.
That was awful. It's all right. We'll just go ahead and use another bot. It's fine.
Everything's okay. Fine. How many do you have left?
I have 2 left.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to keep track of that. But yeah, you swing your sledgehammer down and you smash that thing real good. And as it smashes, it also generates another one of those purple portal things that you saw up on the ship. However, this one doesn't go away, and you can kind of see things moving through it, but it doesn't look like anything that that you guys would have seen today in this weird Tuesday. It doesn't look like any of the alien ships. It doesn't look like any of the aliens that you've seen.
I'm gonna stick it in my bag. This could be a cool DIY
thing to use. It is an energy portal.
Oh.
You know, it is a standalone energy portal. You
probably could have interfaced with the tablet with this.
Sorry, what did you say?
It just occurred to me that our alien tablet would probably be helpful here.
Trish has that. She doesn't know how to use it.
Before we smashed it to pieces.
Trish forgot about that.
I mean, I think we all did.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Would you like to use one of you like to use the tablet? Or what are you gonna do?
Trisha's gonna walk up with the fire extinguisher aimed at the portal. Worked before.
Yes!
Okay, Trish, you spray the fire extinguisher into the portal, and no foam comes out on the other side of it. It just like, gets sucked in. The portal is unaffected.
I guess that's here forever now.
Marge is gonna poke it with her club. The alien club.
The club kind of gets... So it gets pulled out if you grasp it into the portal.
Can we see the items in the portal? Like, can I see that the club is on the other side now?
You can see it for maybe like a minute, and then it looks like it's kind of just, it looks like it rolls out of frame through the portal, and then it's just gone.
So who wants to
see? Trish, well, everybody back up.
Y'all do have your kids still there. Yeah. They're probably like, yeah. What? Most of them are just like, kids going on?
Everybody back up.
Safety tip, do not play with strange portals unless an adult checks them out first. We need to make sure there's no razor blades in there, like with the Halloween candy.
Somebody get a Mr. Yuck sticker and just paste it in the portal.
As far as we know, there is some fire extinguisher cream and a club in there.
Trish is going to try and get everyone to back away from the portal, and then she's going to look to one of the other moms. I think I saw this on a movie or something, and go to throw the extinguisher and aim her gun at it.
Okay. Roll kick some ass.
Ten.
Okay. With that, you're able to throw the fire extinguisher into the portal. And just as it gets in, you're able to shoot it with spectacular accuracy with your pistol.
She's been taking
cameras. It explodes. Good. It explodes. And the foam kind of, like, you see it, like, clog up the portal for a second, and then that disappears too.
Holy shit.
You hear one of like, the classmates, the students, like, in the group behind you go, like, whoa.
I told you guys, it's just here now.
I'm going to grab that tablet out of wherever it is on Trish.
It's in her bag. You can grab it.
What was Siri's name again? Yuva? Yuna? Una.
Mm-hmm. Una.
Una, turn this portal off.
Una.
I'm sorry. I cannot complete your request.
Okay.
Just as useless as Siri.
To clarify, this is an interdimensional portal. And can only be closed from the other side.
Oh no.
No!
That's what the explosion was supposed to do.
It's at this point that you guys hear from behind you one of the students say, "Oh my god." And you turn around and all your kids are still there. Ashley's there, Daphne's there, Ellen's there, Bradford's there, and Lindsay's there. But one of Daphne's friends from the theater department is shaking her, Marge.
What's the matter?
The student who you recognize as one of Daphne's theater friends, you vaguely recognize them, they might have been, like, one of the leading kids, looks up at you and says, "Mrs. Hooper, I don't know what happened. They put that head thing on her, and then, like, she's just, like, limp now. And she's still physically upright, but her eyes just, like, doesn't look like there's anything in there."
So this is Daphne, or this is one of Daphne's
friends?
This
is Daphne. One of Daphne's friends was telling
me. Oh my god, no.
Marge freaks the fuck out. Marge, like, runs over to Daphne, like, grabs her shoulders, like, shakes her hand, like, Daphne, honey. Daphne, come on, talk to me. Daphne just sort of paps her face a little lightly, like, Hun, I need you to talk to me.
Roll plus heart real quick. And how many bonds do you have left?
I currently have, I've only used one bond and we got that back, so I'm at 4.
Okay.
I rolled a 7 plus 2 for a 9.
Okay. You're able to see, there's, her eyes are still pretty vacant. There's a little bit of, like, rapid eye movement. Mm-hmm. And it looks like she starts to say mom, but then she kind of just, like, her face just goes blank again.
Marge turns around. Can the tablet do something? Can somebody do something?
Robin, you hear from the tablet. It appears that the subjects in this room were only partially harvested. Their consciousnesses have been stored in a separate room. This room may be accessible through the portal.
So I guess we're going through the portal.
Marge turns to the friend, like, sort of nudges Daphne. You keep an eye on her. You keep her safe. And then she charges the fuck in.
What are the rest of you doing?
You know what? That sounds cool as fuck. Let's go.
Yeah. I guess this works.
I'm
good. Trish is going to check on Ashley and make sure she's okay, because that head thing was going towards her.
Ashley is shaken. Mom, it didn't get me, Mom.
She just doesn't say anything, just hugs her. Says, we're gonna go home.
I'm just gonna point to Lindsay and just like, actually eat dinner. Snacks don't count, and then jump in the portal.
I'm gonna go up to Bradford. Bradford, are you well?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it didn't, like, get me. Like, it looks like it got what's-her-face, but...
Okay, well, I'm gonna go take care of this. Watch Butter. This disc is important. Like, don't worry, I'll explain the disc to you later. Watch over the disc, watch Butter. Tell your dad I'm okay. Tell the other kids I'm okay. I gotta go help somebody. Also, check on the park for me. It was smoking when I left it. Like, go by the park and make sure the park's not on fire.
Okay. I'll do that. And he kind of looks a little bit embarrassed, but he gives you a hug.
I hug him back. He's my guy.
Trish, I forget. Did you say that you went through the portal?
She's gonna go through last.
Okay. Then as you guys step through the portal, it closes behind you. And that's where we're gonna end the session.
Oh, shit. We're stuck in an alien world.
So, thank you all for coming to and listening to this game of Mompocalypse. This has been just a one-shot, but hey, who knows? Depending on when we can get the stars to align, this might get picked up at some point. So, thank you all for listening. I'm Christina.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Annie.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Shannon.
This has been the Lost Library Blind Box, and I don't actually know if we have a sign-off for this.
Eat your vegetables. Go to bed.
Wear sunblock.
No TV past 7.
Don't drink a whole bottle of wine in a day.
Oh, on a platter this time.
Yes,
thank
you. Thank
you.
Jackie, I'm so proud of you and your friends.
I hope it's a dog.
It's not a dog.
Don't think it's a dog, guys.
You are not the translator, Tesla.
I want you guys to know that I put down Octopath Traveler for you.
What?
I put down Octopath Traveler for you guys. Appreciate that.
I'm confused.
Me too.
It's a game.
Okay.
Everything okay, Melissa?
This is the loudest, longest plane over here.
Is that what that is?
It's still happening. Yep. It's still at it.
I It's at least quieter now.
Got aliens on it.
Yeah, don't hear it anymore.
Okay, okay. Probably yeah. Good then.
I just want to thank y'all because, like, this is just so easy.
Well, there's literally a list that we're reading off of.
Yeah, literally.
That's true. I'm just,
like, thank God for this list.
Hi, Tesla. Hi. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so distracted by this cat right now.
Oh,
my feed isn't
dear.
Updating enough that I can see
hi.
Tesla. Aww, hi. Ugh. Tesla, say something into the microphone.
We don't have a spaceship, so I guess that's basically it.
It's so cute.
That's a good message.
Aww.
Yeah.
You did
thank
it,
you.
Tesla.
That was all the help we needed on this journey.
Yes. Tesla grants plus one forward.
Well, is this just a platform, or does the stage have curtains or any kind of concealing thing?
Jackie, do you need to take care of that?
This is my friends outside yelling and screaming.
Put this in the player's hands.
Man, who...
I just imagine y'all just like, oh god, sorry, I punched my microphone.
Wait, shit, we lost someone.
Oh yeah, where's Melissa? There she is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Melissa,
yeah,
you back?
Yeah, my internet okay, just good. Flipped out for like 30 seconds, but it picked a bad 30 seconds.
It's okay, not okay. A whole lot happened. Eva, were you and Marge, I think, trying to... Oh wait, shit, no, we lost Jackie. We lost the birthday
what
girl.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, I promise. The null tech field is just in the game.
My computer said it. You're done with this shit, girl.
It's okay, we are in the final stages.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.